USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The eyes of the political world are on the Senate. It's now up to senators to decide how to proceed with a measure that would increase direct payments to Americans to $2,000. President Trump has demanded the increase, and it passed in the House yesterday. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue on the bill the president signed late Sunday.
You know, I'm really delighted that the president signed the COVID bill into law Sunday night. I spoke with him many times over the weekend, over the holiday. He was very concerned about getting this help to the American people.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris received her coronavirus vaccine. Harris's vaccination comes exactly 1 week after President-elect Joe Biden received his. American Airlines is putting passengers back on Boeing 737 MAX for the first time in the United States since the aircraft was grounded nearly 2 years ago following two deadly crashes. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A federal judge ordered local election officials in Georgia to allow voting by more than 4,000 people whose eligibility was being challenged ahead of next week's runoff elections for the U.S. Senate. The judge blocking election boards in two counties from forcing a large number of voters to prove their residency before casting ballots in the runoffs. The group is bringing challenges in each of Georgia's 159 counties based on change of address data they obtained from the United States Postal Service. A home improvement store's recall has people taking notice.
Over 190,000 ceiling fans sold at Home Depot are being recalled after reports that the blades fell off while spinning, hitting people, and causing property damage. The Hampton Bay Mara indoor-outdoor ceiling fans were sold this year between April and October at Home Depot stores and via its website. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As we take a look back at some of the top coronavirus stories of 2020, the first reports of the respiratory virus began circulating just before the new year. It was mid-March when the first major outbreak of coronavirus took place in a Seattle-area nursing home. Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee dealt with the first outbreak.
And we also know that an increased risk of rapid spread of COVID-19 among persons who are living in congregate settings, such as long-term care facilities, and most residents of long-term care facilities are at an increased risk of this virus.
Nations around the world struggle to find balance between protecting the health of their citizens and protecting their wallets. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom was one of the first to announce a statewide stay-at-home order on March 19th.
That we direct a statewide order for people to stay at home. That directive goes into force and effect this evening, and we are confident that the people of the state of California will abide by it.
California continuing with some of the most restrictive lockdowns, yet the cases have still not subsided in the state. Groundbreaking fashion designer Pierre Cardin is dead at the age of 98. He moved from high fashion for private clients to ready-to-wear designs for the masses and greater success. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.